Ibige Bezer Shemizbarch, Kitze Shulchanarch, Simon Kuf Chovzain, Hilchus Tanis Yachid Bezer Shemizbarch. Sefal Kshem Shemitzal Tzibur, Lusanus, Ulusbala Kultura, Shleitava, just like the community has an obligation to fast and daven for any tzoris, any problems that we face, Kach Mitzal Koyachid, so is there a mitzvah in every individual. Shembal of Chas Shalom is a tzar if he's suffering. If he has somebody ill at home, or he's wandering, he's lost, or he's in prison because of a libelous, something that's not true. Mitzvah love Shisani Vispala Hashem. There's a mitzvah that he should fast and daven. Should daven to Hashem Shishiloi, that Hashem should help him. This is one of the ways we do tshuva. Shloyim Adam Chas V'Shalom, that we shouldn't have an attitude, the mikra hatzara, that the problems we face are a coincidence. Shnem v'alachti imi bekeri, v'alachti af inoch imochem b'chamas keri. Pirish, k'shav aleichem tzara, when somebody is facing an issue, k'desh tshuva, it's a reason that we should examine ourselves and do tshuva. Im timer should carry, because if you're going to say it's just a coincidence, oisavalav chamas oisakari, you will have to suffer chas v'shalom more. Avtzar chadam l'das, a person has to recognize k'vichavtav, hevilav kimas kalara azois, because of his averus, he is suffering, b'fash v'shamasav, he should do tshuva, v'yoshval Hashem, and by doing tshuva, v'yachmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanims on him. There is a difference, however, when an individual is facing a problem, big or small he should face, a tzibur only fasts when they're facing a major issue. Not only should the person himself fast, but his family, his friends, everybody should participate in helping this person get out of this problem and doing tshuva and fasting. If an individual wants to fast, he has to accept upon himself in the mincha before, by the bracha shema kaleinu at the mincha on the day before he's going to fast. Yehar believer should think that he's going to fast tomorrow. Before he says Yil Ratzon at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei Yom Ribono Olamim, Hareinu Fanecha B'Tanis V'Chuli. Even though he's going to eat the rest of the evening, it doesn't interfere with his Kabbalah's Tainus. There is a question: why is the Kabbalah's Tainus so necessary? Someone suggests because you wouldn't be able to say a Neinu on the day of the fast if you didn't do Kabbalah's Tainus. There are different opinions. Our opinion is that even if somebody was not Mekabel Tainus, but he's fasting, he could say Aneinu. And the main reason to make Kabbalah's Tainus is because the Pasuk says, Kachu Tzoyim, that we should designate the day as a day of fasting. Moreover, since a fast is compared to a carbon, so just like when somebody brought a carbon, he designated the animal as a carbon, so too we designate that we're going to be fasting and designating and dedicating that day for a fast. If somebody's doing it the right way and he's being mekabel tainus at the mincha before, there are those that suggest that on that day he should have a mincha later, so the Kabbalah's tainus should be right before he fasts. We can't emerge alas, sanus as a yamim. If somebody wants to fast for a number of consecutive days, even though he's going to eat every night, sagi kabbalachas, one kabbal's tainus is enough. Av makabel of eza yomim shen ritzufim, if they're not consecutive days, kigon shen v'chamish v'sheni, a Monday, Thursday, Monday, for example, yesh l'kabel kol yomim michash l'fonav, every day should have its own kabbal's tainus. But the Ramah says that one Kabbalah's Tainus for the entire series of days is sufficient. Sif Gimel, Mishu Ragel Sanus Beser Shimei Tshuva, somebody who fasts during the Seder Shemei Tshuva, or B'yom Rishon Slichos, on the first day of Slichos, or in Erev Rosh Hashanah, ain't tzarich lekablam. We don't need to have a special Kabbalah's Tainus. Shehem mekubalim b'koyach haminyan. They're already established fast days. However, if you live in a time and place where not everybody fasts on these days, then you should take upon yourself a Kabbalah's Tainus. If you took upon yourself a Kabbalah's Tainus without any stipulation, you should really fast the entire day. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, the minig is that people don't fast, certainly plans to plaga mincha or chatzos, because we don't want to come into Yontif in a weakened state because we fasted all days. The Kain, Tainus Shenim Chamishi Shenim Shlach Pesach Sukkos, the Tainus of Bahab after Pesach Sukkos, Im Ona Omen Achim Mishaberech, the Shabbos before they make a Mishaberech. If somebody said Amen for Yisodat L'Sanus with the intention of fasting, Dai B'kach, that's enough that he should be obligated, that it should be considered Kabbalah's Tainus. Ve'ein Tzoruch Kabbalah Acheres, you don't need to have another Kabbalah. However, Mekomak M'scharit, if you said Amen and you thought that you're going to fast, and now you regret Ve'ein Roitz L'Sanus and you don't want to fast those days, Rishoyi. Kim Shlai Kibbalah B'Ferish, since you did not explicitly take it upon yourself to fast that day, V'loi Hoitz B'Ferish Roitz L'Sanus. But some are machmer, and therefore, if you said amen, and now you're not going to fast, you should be matan neder go to rav to be matan that acceptance of tainus. Sif dalad, af pishlo kibbalah of a tainus befivel behirer. Somebody didn't say it explicitly; he just thought it. Kibbalah v'goyim b'data lahasanus b'macher. He just accepted upon himself that he's going to fast tomorrow, and even if that happened. But Tfilas Shloi B'Shas Mincha, Tfilas Mincha didn't happen during davening of Mincha. Al Koydim Tfilas Mincha, Achkach, before or after Mincha, Bait Shoyim, while it's still day, have a Kabbalah. It's considered a Kabbalah for Chayiv L'Salas. But Mishnah Berurah says it's only if you thought and you accepted upon yourself that you're going to fast. If you're just thinking, you know, it might be a good idea to fast tomorrow, that's not considered a Kabbalah. Sifhei kol asher b'tanis, somebody who's fasting, lo yinag aduna ba'atzmoy. He shouldn't use that day for a day of taking care of himself, of luxury. Lo yekel roish, lo yisameich v'toiv leiv. It's not a day to be showing enjoyment. El doig v'oinen, it's a day to be contemplating. K'may shnem ma'is on chai gever chatov. And what's most important is to be careful not to get angry on a fast day. Sivva b'tanis yochid, mutal lirchas was piv b'mayim b'shachris. On a tanis yochid, you'll have to wash out your mouth with water in the morning. Siv zayim kibbalah stam l'sanif, if you took upon yourself to fast and you didn't explicitly say till when you're going to fast, then the halacha is chayv l'hashlam atzeis k'chavim, you have to fast the entire day, I feel even if it's Erev Shabbos. The Ramah, however, says that you don't have to fast until Tzeis Kechavim. It's enough that you should fast until you come home from Shul. But what would be best is that when you accept upon yourself to fast, you should say that because it's an Erev Shabbos, I don't intend to fast the entire day. Sivches HaMasana, or Mefarsa Masatzmai, L'spar, somebody who's fasting and is publicizing to everybody that he's fasting to show off, he will be punished for this. But if they're asking him, they're really asking him to eat, and of course he can't eat because he's fasting, then he can reveal that he's doing it because he's fasting. Then if somebody, however, explicitly asks him, are you fasting? There's a question, should he say the truth or should he avoid saying the truth because it's again being somewhat arrogant that he's fasting. But if the purpose of saying that he's fasting is that others should learn from him that under certain situations it's appropriate to fast, then he's allowed to fast. if a person has to be most careful not to in any way show off that he's fasting, because that takes away the power of the fast. However, if somebody's fasting and he doesn't, as we're learning now, want to disclose that he's fasting, so take food and throw, as if everybody should think that he's going to eat, and then throw out the food, that is not appropriate. Baal Tashchis is very serious, and if he has no choice, he has to let people know that he's fasting. Somebody who's fasting, whether it's he decided to fast or he had a bad dream and that's why he's fasting. As we do by Tanis Tzibur, even though he's a Yochid, he should still say it in the Nusach of the Aneinu, which is said in the plural. He shouldn't change the nusach that is the well-established nusach. He says a tefillah of Rebbein Ha'olamim. If he's not going to fast the entire days, if there's a different menhagim, do you say aneinu if you're not going to fast the entire day, or you don't say aneinu since you're not intending to fast the entire day? Some say it as, certainly you can't say it if you're not, certainly you can't say it if you're not fasting anymore. The question here is, can you say it if you're currently fasting, but it is not your intention to fast for the remainder of the day? If somebody took upon himself to fast one day or 10 days, however, he didn't identify which will be the days that he's fasting. He said that he's going to fast. Even though he said by mincha, I'm fasting tomorrow, if a good reason, an important reason came up that he should eat, he was invited to Sudas Mitzvah, even though it's not he who was making that Suda, or somebody important is really asking him to join him in a meal, and it's difficult for him to refuse, or he's hungry, he's hard for him to complete the tainus. He could eat today, even though he began already fasting today. He'll fast to another day to make up for this day. That it's only in this type of situation. The mashkibel of Atanas hayrak b'shvil kaim saneder. He decided to fast today because he has a neder that he has to fast. Avol amloy nida b'tchila. If that's not the case that he has this type of a neder, rashkibel b'shas mincha l'sanis l'macher. He specifically designated that tomorrow will be the day that he's fasting. Even if afterwards he's very unhappy by having chosen today as the fast day, he can't make up that day with another day.